This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. An estimated 23 people are dead and scores of others hurt in the worst violence in Egypt since former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted in February. Clashes have broken out after a protest in Cairo against an attack on a Coptic Christian church in Aswan province last week, where Coptic Christians have blamed Muslim radicals for trying to destroy the church. Egyptian television is showing protesters clashing with security forces as army vehicles burn outside the state TV building. The Coptic Christians, who make up about 10% of Egypt's population, are accusing the governing military council of being too lenient on the perpetrators of a string of anti-Christian attacks. Protesters in Yemen have taken to the streets, voicing skepticism about President Ali Abdullah Saleh's latest vow to step down. In his first major speech since returning to Yemen, Saleh has proclaimed that he is willing to leave power in the coming days. There is a high level of distrust among the opposition and protesters, though, given that Saleh has made similar promises three times in the course of this year, only to back away from the deal at the last minute.
We say yes to this latest pledge, but we are now used to his speeches. I think that he said he will step down in days in his speech, so he can reorganize himself.
A Gulf Cooperation Council-sponsored agreement would see Saleh step down in return for immunity from prosecution. Libya's interim government forces now say that they've made significant gains in the battle for Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. They've reportedly captured the city's main hospital, university, and a main conference center as well. Heavy street fighting is still continuing, however, around Sirte's city center area. NTC fighters are struggling to deal with Gaddafi loyalists who are hiding in buildings and on rooftops as snipers. Interim government is on record as saying that it will declare national liberation once Sirte falls, even if Gaddafi himself remains at large. Syria's government is now warning of retaliation against any country that recognizes the opposition National Council. Foreign minister has made the comments following meetings with Latin American ministers who've been visiting Syria to show support for President Bashar al-Assad. Seven Syrian opposition factions formed the coalition last week in exile. The United States and France have welcomed the move but do not recognize the group diplomatically. The UN reports that nearly 3,000 people have been killed during the 6 months of uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. China's consulate general in the Thai city of Chiang Mai now says that local police authorities have launched an investigation and are hunting for people who attacked two Chinese cargo ships on the Mekong River that left 11 dead and two others missing. Two cargo ships were attacked in the so-called Golden Triangle area of the Mekong River on Wednesday. A report in the Bangkok Post is pointing the finger at drug traffickers who may have wanted the ships to smuggle their product into Thailand from Myanmar. A new government report is now suggesting that more than 100 million Chinese farmers are expected to migrate into urban areas in the next decade. A study has found that the country's urban population is going to exceed 800 million people by 2020. The report also says China's economically developed areas, with Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou as the centers, are among the most attractive locations for farmers to migrate to. The urban population here in China is expected to reach 52% in the next 4 years and 65% by 2030. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has held a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussing new measures to deal with the European Union's debt crisis. They have been talking about ways to strengthen Europe's shaky banking sector. Sarkozy says that France and Germany will present proposals on a new comprehensive package for stabilizing the eurozone by the end of the month. Leaders are suggesting that their proposals may include a plan for recapitalizing European banks, accelerating economic coordination in the eurozone, and dealing with Greece's debt problems. Israeli prison officials are now pondering the idea of force-feeding over 200 prisoners who've been on a hunger strike for the last few weeks. Over 230 Palestinian prisoners have been on a hunger strike in Israeli prisons since late September. They're protesting changes to their living conditions. Restrictions on some of the Palestinian prisoners have been cranked up since June on an order by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's trying to put pressure on Hamas to release an Israeli soldier who's been held captive for the last 5 years. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.